The Trump administration has rolled out tariffs that affect a wide variety of goods and industries, including home construction. The situation is rapidly evolving, and some worry that all the uncertainty and supply chain disruptions could drive up housing costs. IPM Student Newsroom's Leili Nazarva reports.
LS Building Products in Champaign is one of the largest suppliers of building materials in central Illinois. This April, the lumberyard looks different. Sticks of 2x4s, vinyl siding, and plywood stretch higher than usual, pecked snug into every corner of the yard.
He's unloading this lumber truck. Actually, it just came in. It's kind of funny that you were here. So this is all overstock coming in.
That's warehouse manager Gilvy Zook.
So over on this side against the fence line, I mean, you've got what? One, two, three. Just say like the 2x6 16s alone, there's 7 units there. We usually sit here. What's been normal, I would say, for the last couple of years, you maybe are sitting on 2 units. And this yard alone, we haven't had probably this much lumber here in 5-6 years.
When Trump took office, he quickly began threatening to slap tariffs on all sorts of goods, including those from Canada, where LS Building Products gets lots of its lumber, vinyl siding, and other products. So they stocked up. On April 2nd, Trump rolled out tariffs that affect everything from clothing and luxury goods to automobile and construction materials, including aluminum. Canadian lumber is currently not on Trump's tariff list, but the U.S. Department of Commerce says it plans to more than double existing duties on softwood lumber from Canada. This could drive up the average cost of new homes by more than $9,000, according to the National Home Builders Association. The situation concerns home builders and developers in Champaign, where housing demand is already outpacing supply.
The uncertainty is what creates the problem.
That's Colin Carlier, CEO of Froese & Brinkmeyer, a development company in Champaign. He anticipates the company's current projects will be okay, because they've already secured the supplies they need. But in the industry, he suspects tariffs and cost renegotiations with contractors could cause some building projects to die.
We view real estate development as it's like looking at 100 traffic lights all in a row, and they all have to turn green, but at the right time. So right now we're at a project where the first 70 traffic lights are all green, and all of the ones that we've already turned green have been construction cost. So when we're all the way down here, but now we have to go back to traffic light number 20 because something changed, that's very costly to the project because we can lose 4 or 5 months of time, the project might die.
And if these projects don't die, he says the higher cost will mean higher rent, which worries people like Anna Howe. She is a social worker with the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission. She says rising rent will likely exacerbate homelessness in the area.
New construction is really important when you talk about homelessness and you have people who are homeless doing everything they're told to do. They're working full time, they have childcare, and they still can't get into places. It's because places don't exist for them to get into.
Tariffs are meant to increase demand for local producers and boost the domestic economy in the long term. But the history of tariffs suggests otherwise, according to Greg Howard. He's an economist at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
Historically, there are a bunch of episodes of high tariffs, right? So most famously, one of the causes of the Great Depression was that in the middle of the downturn, the U.S. raised tariffs significantly.
And he says economists agree this made things even worse. Howard also notes that new home construction relies on all sorts of complex goods, things like kitchen appliances, plumbing, electrical and lighting systems, that are made up of many components. He's most concerned about price hikes on these kinds of products.
For a lot of complex industries, we don't know exactly how tariffs will matter because the supply chains involve crossing borders multiple times. And with these broad-based tariffs, that can mean that the intermediate goods get taxed quite a few times and can make it not just 25% more expensive, but even more expensive than that.
Despite all this, some local suppliers remain optimistic. Troy Reed is president of LS Building Products based in Peoria.
I still feel like that new construction is still going to be a strong year and will continue to be for the next several years, I believe.
He says demand for housing is high and he expects it will continue to grow. I'm Lydia Nazarva, IPM News.